Radio West.
Radio West.
Stories told.
Stories told.
By Friendly Cobra.
Tiny and bold.
He will talk about local stories that normally don't have schnauzers, but they're stories. Yippee-yi-yay, community quick hits. Yippee-yi-yay, community quick hits. Everybody loves community quick hits.
Yeah. Yeah.
Community quick hits.
Oh, I heard that. That's funny.
Brought to you by
American Leak Detection, Taco Cabana, Texas Land and Cattle, and Bud Light.
Ooh. Once again, here's Cobra.
Well, we are welcomed by our old friends, the Morning Musers.
The Musers of the
Year. You're welcoming us.
Yeah. Oh, I think that's the way it's supposed to go. But we're glad to be here.
The Gordon, masters of every show.
Gordon, Craig, and George, all here live.
Sure.
In person. Sure. Stop it.
Stop it. You're creeping everybody out. Actually, I'm not live. I'm tape delayed.
Just by half a second.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Did you guys get some naps?
Yep.
And now they're here to watch the work of the successor down the way.
It's now become shortened to just the successor.
The successor. Sounds like some sort of film.
Something Gordon said as a joke, and somebody else bought it.
And now they're stuck with it.
All right. Do you guys enjoy the Steve Busby drops as much as we do?
Yes.
Which ones? I guess yes would be the answer, no matter what one.
The Deep Night Busby.
You're supposed to say yes.
Sex comments.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. We have some new ones.
We have a couple of new ones.
Oh, they've been edited.
No, they haven't.
Not really.
Here we go.
Corey Hart, a strikeout victim, his first time. Oh, he got fisted there, and right behind the penis.
Edited.
Where else are you going to get that done?
I don't think so.
Penis.com, Rangers penis.
Yeah.
Weirdest website ever.
Good, penis.
Peanuts. Just like Bob Ortegal did not say, looks like you're catching AIDS back there.
He did
Whoa,
say that.
You said you're catching eggs.
You'll have that drop.
No, hatching eggs.
Hatching eggs, yeah.
The stone went from hatching eggs to catching AIDS.
Like you're hatching eggs, yeah.
Yeah, that's what his... We thought that was his phrase for wasting time, right? Just sitting back there catching eggs.
Yeah, sitting back there. The Mavericks are getting killed one night. As if you're
that is the worst way to while away your time.
What, trying to obtain AIDS?
Yes.
Catching AIDS.
God, man, I got nothing
so
to do this
bored.
Afternoon. I don't know. I'll probably go back to my hotel room and catch AIDS.
Acting like you're catching AIDS back there.
It does sound like that, doesn't it?
So, all right, tonight is, it's been knocked down a peg.
Oh,
it'll still be
no,
fine.
No, it's been knocked down more than just one peg. There's a lot of pegging going on with tonight.
Brian Wilson is not playing with the Beach Boys. The Beach Boys are playing at the Ventura County Fair, and neither is Al Jardine.
And you know why? Because they were both fired by Mike Love.
That, I cannot
How
keep
do you
that
fire
group straight.
Brian Wilson? Who wrote all the songs?
Mike Love runs that operation.
Yeah, Mike Love owns the name now.
He does?
Yeah.
How did he get in charge?
He was the only Charles one who left him
somehow wound up with a name. Yeah, Charles left him that way.
Was he always the strong arm guy in the band, like back in the 50s and 60s?
No. I mean, it was all Brian Wilson. Brian Wilson wrote the songs.
But then Brian Wilson
was the genius
crazy.
Behind the whole thing, but it was run by their dad. The Wilson brothers' dad.
Murray or something
yeah,
like
Murray.
That?
Yeah, Murray.
Murray.
Yeah.
Who was a grade-A jerk, right?
Yes. And then Brian Wilson went crazy, and the whole thing just was kind of in a state of flux for a while.
Huh. But when they started touring again in the 80s, it seems like it was what was Love that was the guy who was driving it.
That's because probably still Brian Wilson was whacked out on coke
yeah.
or and just said...
I don't think he's able to run things, Brian Wilson.
Right. Right, so he's the only one. He's the only one left that's alive, and not doing or not haven't had done
what?
Copious
what?
Amounts wow. of drugs.
Which verb tense is that?
Haven't had
past pluperfect participle.
He's got Eddie Money Mouth now too.
But if Mike Love is there,
he does?
And he's
yeah. he always oh, had God. Eddie Money Mouth. Go yeah. back and look
but
at
is
the.
Is Mike Love the official singer?
Yeah, that's what yeah. I read an article in the paper out here, and it said he's the lead singer now.
Was he always? I mean, Brian Wilson was the lead singer, though, right?
How did it divide up? Wasn't it about half and half? Or
all right, in the early days, the songs about cars and girls and stuff, you know, and bragging and all that, that was mostly Mike Love. And Brian Wilson was like the high harmony singer. But the longer it went on, the more singing Brian Wilson did.
The more Pet Sounds.
Yeah, the more Pet Sounds stuff. And even before then, as you know, they started to head off in that direction, it was sung by Brian Wilson, those songs were.
Who sang Good Vibration?
That was Brian.
I think we may be in for a letdown. But it's the Beach Boys on the beach in California.
Yeah.
There's another question, though. How much does it cost to get in there?
$12.
It could be free with our credential, and if it's not, it's $12. To see half of the Beach Boys in California?
On the beach?
Bruce Johnston is going to be there, and he's the guy that told us to support it all, and especially let's support Texas.
Why did he tell you that?
You know, we need
that was his goodbye to us. We said, thanks for being with us, and he said, hey, thanks, and hey, let's support it all, and mainly let's support Texas.
Why is he telling you that, though?
We had him on.
What if right before their show, one of them accidentally scratches the CD, and they can't go out there and lip-sync
to it? You know
what,
I'm going to punch you if you keep going along those lines. He's convinced, and he says it with such conviction that you think he knows something. That they just
I've heard that I've heard it from people who have like hired him to do a show or something, and that they did that.
They may track some things, but their vocals are live. It'll be fine.
I'm kind of leaning in his camp.
Yes,
you know what? Then well, y'all just sit around fire table and
wait. What was your take, Gordon?
Play with each other's cattle, and we'll go to the beach.
That it's so out in the open now that they don't even plug in anymore.
No, their mics don't even have a. They used to not even plug the XLRs in the back of the mics.
Right.
Now they just have the mic stands
made
up there,
back.
But there's not even a mic.
They're just singing into a mic stand.
Singing into a mic stand.
I don't want you to go because you'll defeat the whole thing.
Mike Love did a concert like 2 months ago with just a hairbrush.
Another made up fact.
By the way, David, do you have the "Let's Support It All But Mainly" drop?
Real somewhere.
Okay.
Well, we appreciate your time.
Yep. Anyway, I can explain it. I can answer it, Corby.
Okay.
Your question, because they were performing at the Ranger game, and so he was telling us, "Let's support it all, but mainly let's support Texas," meaning the Rangers.
It just sounded like it was real general, meaning the whole state.
Let's support it all, but mainly. Let's support Texas. Let's support it all.
I liked it better when I thought he was supporting the state.
Yeah.
Well, how did y'all respond to that? Well, okay.
See you later.
Thanks a lot.
Well, we need to pay it forward. I mean, he was nice enough to ask everybody to support us.
Yeah, let's support California.
Yeah, let's support him and
support
California.
Ventura, the county fair.
Okay, so was he in it from the very beginning?
No. No, he was a guy that they would recruit to go play live when Brian wouldn't.
Okay, so then the only original one is Mike Love?
Yeah.
And I've received so many notes about who's in the band and who's not. The only thing definitive is that Brian Wilson and Al Jardine are not in the band.
And they were original members or just Brian Wilson of those two?
Who's telling you?
Al Jardine was early. But...
Yeah, now there's another guy, Dave Marks, who was an original member of the band, but he left it really, really early. And Al Jardine took his place. And now... I believe he's back.
Dude, one of the Cow Sills is in this.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with
John
the Cow Sills?
Never mind, they don't know.
What? I don't know anything about the Cow Sills.
Don't you remember that when we were a kid? Or when we were all kids when the Cow Sills were around?
They wouldn't remember.
They were like a traveling band, a traveling family band.
Okay.
And they were pretty damn popular, weren't they, Mike?
Yeah, they had a few hits.
They sang Jesus Is My Friend.
No, that was
Sunseed.
Yeah, Sunseed.
Sunseed, that's right.
It had the guitar player that looked exactly like Mike.
Yes.
Yeah.
God, that was great.
What'd they sing?
Jesus is my friend.
Oh,
it's the
Cow
worst.
No.
Oh, the Cow Sills? I don't know. Do you have any other stuff?
Yeah,
they, My they Pal just, Foot Foot. That's what they sang.
They just ran a documentary on Showtime on the Cow Sills.
It's
fascinating.
It was a family. It was like four brothers and a sister and their mother. We're in the band. And the whole thing was run by their dad, who was like a military guy who spent like half of every year or even more than that away from home and everything. And then he'd come back and just be this drunken a-hole to everybody.
Like the Von Trapps?
Here's their big hit song, Craig.
Sure, you
recognize it.
Okay, this is not them.
Yeah, the guy that looks like Mike was real animated.
I know
it. You know, playing guitar, he was just like...
The good thing is that the video doesn't look dated.
No, not at all.
the outfits.
Now he's going to be singing this song for the next 3 days.
Well, this song needs to be heard.
When did the Catskills put this out?
Catskills.
The Catskills.
The fact that the Beach Boys have hired a Catskill now, just, that should tell you something. And
wait, you mean that's good or bad?
Bad.
Oh, okay.
In the documentary, they're all...
Look up My Pal Foot.
Every one of them are so off, the Catskills. Either dead or on drugs or broke or homeless or something.
So are most people.
Okay, but people go see Journey with some guy that was recruited from the Philippines, so... At least they still got the lead guy.
I have a friend in Jesus.
He was just saying the other day, well, I don't have a problem with what Journey's doing. Well, if you don't have a problem with that, you still got the lead guy with the Beach Boys.
See,
what's
I can't do Asian Journey or Fake Boston or anything like that. I can't do it.
Yeah, I was shocked to see that Boston was touring. How are they touring?
They got a sound alike.
Yeah.
They got a sound alike.
Look up. That's unstable.
And they got Tom Schultz.
My Pal Foot.
No.
Stop it with My Pal Foot.
Have you heard it?
No.
It's really good. Yeah. It's catchy.
I don't believe you for a second.
By the Shags. It's great.
I think we have a Cowlick song in there.
Cowsills.
Look up Space People.
Come on.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back here in a second.
Man.
Yeah. Oh. There we go.
Hi, this is Norm Hitzkus. Tomorrow, 10 to 12 on the ticket. Bill Callahan, the offensive line coach of the Cowboys, off the top. Baseball trades, knuckleheads, and then a preseason post-game show. Donovan Lewis sits in for a couple of segments with us.
He's black.
That's all tomorrow, 10 to 12 on the ticket.
Cowsills?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
One of the guys responsible for this is what you're going to see tonight.
Oh, okay.
The Cowsills all got into drugs real deep, too.
That's awesome.
The good ones.
What are the good drugs?
I think they were. I think they got a little mixed up
PCP?
in that hard stuff.
Come on, Norm.
That really hard stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The coconaya, and the heroin and all that. Yeah, because they looked like a disaster, didn't they? That big old fat sister.
Yeah. Yeah, they were a mess. They were a mess, and the years did not treat them well.
So we have a massive quandary here, because we have this weekend ahead of us, and I've got it in my head that I need to take the one, Highway 1, the PCH, up to the...
Sports town.
Monterey?
Monterey, yeah.
Yeah, Monterey. That's where it
happens. Sports town. Yeah, up to Monterey, which is about 5 hours, give or take, you know, 30 minutes or so. And there's a chance that golf could be involved. Don't know. Maybe a little Spyglass. Maybe a little Pebble Beach. It's tough to tell. But
it's a tough problem, man. I don't know how you deal with this.
Well, you're involved in it, too.
Oh.
Although you gave up pretty early. You're just like, I'm out.
Yeah. I don't like golf that much.
It's too much driving. It involves a lot of driving in a short amount of time.
Yeah, I did like 5 hours of golf.
Got a long way to go.
But I've not taken
up. Time to get there.
I've not taken that drive yet up the one, which I hear is, what if not the prettiest drive, one of the prettiest drives you can make in North America.
It's great. It's great, man. Love it.
Right up the ocean.
You'll end up sailing off a cliff as you're leaving.
No, I actually haven't. I've driven around the Carmel area, but from San Francisco.
Yeah. You're trying to take a picture of my balls, and I just go flying off a cliff, and that's the last thing that people see.
Trying to get a sack shot.
Yeah. I think that he
was tries to do that.
Taking a photo of his testicles as he flew over the cliff.
I don't know what happened down here, Captain.
Balls.
Looks like his balls got tied up in the steering wheel somehow. And...
it's a real loud, big at. It's his balls. Got wrapped right around that thing.
Man.
Balls!
Okay.
Well, how'd it happen?
Enough.
Just run just a little bit.
Yeah.
I made that drive 5 years ago. Spectacular. Big Sur, incredible.
And yet you've never done it again.
You go by San Simeon, which is fantastic. You can see it from the road.
It does.
You see the water probably half the time.
You see the Hearst Castle?
Oh,
yeah.
That's San Simeon.
It is?
Yeah.
You see the beaches where the
you see San Simeon? Do you also see the Hearst Castle?
Leave me alone.
You see the sea lions beached.
Yeah.
You see, you go through a lot of cool little towns. You've got mountains the whole way on the right. It's a good drive.
Is there anything on the left?
Ocean.
The ocean.
Oh, really?
I've done it from San Francisco there a few times.
Back to L.A.?
Yeah. Or
San Francisco.
Down to Monterey and all that.
It's gorgeous.
It is, man.
I did the 17-mile drive.
You can't go wrong.
Yeah.
When we were at Pebble a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never done it from here, and it's just one of those things that's always – I didn't realize it was actually – I thought it was going to be 7 or 8 hours to get up there, but it's really not that bad.
You've got 5 minutes to make up your mind.
Well, I think I have longer than that, Mike.
You need to know for the paperwork.
We're putting a time limit on this.
The paperwork. And I'm not hauling beer. There is no time limit.
You can't get some Coors up there?
You got to fill out your applications.
Big Enos and Little Enos is up there waiting on me.
You got to get clearance.
When I saw that,
sign over your rights.
When I did see that movie for the first time, there is no doubt about it, it was the best movie I had ever seen.
Oh, yeah. The Boy in the 70s.
Like, yeah.
Yes.
Man, that was the greatest
movie
of all
time. 75, 76?
77?
What's that?
77?
Smokey and the Bandit.
77.
And then when Star Wars came out, and my friends saw it before me, and they're like, you have no idea how great it is. And I'm like, wait a minute. Is it better than Smokey and the Bandit? That was the barometer
for Reed everything. Star Wars?
He should have been.
Or, and the and Fred.
Flat, or
Fred should have been in there.
Fred, we got to get into hyperdrive.
Come on, Fred, we got to go.
Who's Flash?
That's Roscoe's dog.
Oh, yeah, in the Dukes.
Same thing. That was such a copycat.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, but that's all right.
I know.
Smokey the Bandit was actually kind of an interesting movie. It was a small movie, you know. Hal Needham was a stuntman, I think.
Yeah, he was.
The director.
Yeah.
And they filmed it all in small-town Georgia, and I'm surprised they took a flyer and let the guy do a film, and it was huge.
That was his first movie?
I think it was. I may be wrong on that, but I think it was. And Burt Reynolds, of course, he was a star already, but that really made him a star, and he had his own personal crew of guys, and so it was just his buddies that worked on the film. He was friends with Jerry Reed, so he gets Jerry Reed to play the guy, and they just cut up the whole time and got drunk
every
night.
Can you imagine, how much drinking involved in that?
And Burt Reynolds was with Sally Field at the time. They got together on that
and movie. You know what? Ain't nothing wrong with that.
She was cute in that movie.
1977, Sally Field was pretty strong.
God,
yep.
She was great. You know what?
There's nothing wrong with her today.
I know. She's held up very nicely. Yeah.
But the real star of that was
Fred.
The great Jackie Gleason.
Yeah.
Unbelievable in that movie.
See? You're always joking about Jackie Gleason. You have no idea how great he was.
I saw the Honeymooners.
He is?
Yeah.
Oh, we love Jackie Gleason.
I do too. I love him. When have I ever disparage Jackie Gleason
every time?
Every day.
Jackie Gleason sucks. He's old and gay.
Every day on the show it comes out.
There you go. He won't admit it in front of these boys.
No, he won't.
Jackie
but
Gleason,
to me, we'd be in a fist fight.
He gets beaten up worse than space around here.
Hey, even Jake. We made Jake watch Smokey and the Bandit.
What
was that, Danny, last year?
Not that long ago.
He think
months.
It was okay?
He loved it.
Yeah,
he
loved
thought it was
really?
Absolutely hilarious.
Super gay.
Yeah. It doesn't hold up. No, nothing holds up like it does when you're a kid.
No.
But still, it held up pretty well.
I watched it again a couple years ago, and I was kind of shocked at the racial overtones
in
that film.
God.
That just...
Oh, dude, it's unreal.
How about everything that was made in the 70s?
I guess I didn't remember it being that... Well, of course, sensibilities have changed so much for the better. But they got away with a lot in that movie.
Mm-hmm. A hell of a lot.
And it was PG.
Mm-hmm. They didn't have 13.
That was the raciest movie I had seen, because I was 12.
I'd appreciate it if you didn't use that kind of language. I happen to have my young son in the car.
He's 41.
Hey, please, he's done nothing but cuss around him the whole time.
Daddy.
Daddy. There's no way. That you came from my loins. The first thing I'm going to do when I get home is punch your mama in the mouth.
That's domestic abuse.
Yes. Diablo sandwich of Dr. Pepper. Make it fast. I'm going to damn murder.
Diablo sandwich.
Diablo sandwich.
The way he eats that Diablo sandwich is so gross.
That was a great scene. And that apparently was Jackie Gleason's idea. And they improvised this scene. Jackie Gleason goes, roll camera on this, and let's have an interaction between these
two. Yeah, the only time that they were on camera together.
Right. And so that was that old story he's telling, and all that Diablo falling out of his mouth.
That's so gross.
And of course, right after that great quote that you just heard, that soundbite, was when he did the old, you want something?
Hush puppies, daddy.
We ain't got time for that crap.
How do they not have time for hush puppies? But they have time for a Diablo sandwich.
I don't know.
I know.
Can you imagine
so
a grown man screaming at a restaurant like this?
And listen how loud he is.
Where's the can? I gotta get squirt.
No time for that.
just sitting there eating your sandwich. What is wrong with this guy?
I guess hush puppies take like 12 minutes to make.
When he would yell, the way that belly would go way up on his chest, right. Just flex.
No confidence.
The Mann Act.
I gotta see
That's
this.
A violation of the Mann Act.
You've not seen
whoa,
it?
Whoa, whoa.
You've never what? Seen it?
No. Whoa, wait a second. This is breaking news.
Yeah.
Dude, he hadn't seen it. There's so many movies
Smokey
out there.
Smokey and the Bandit. But I mean, that was
It's like the 70s. You missed like every big movie of the 70s.
No, not every one.
Well, the real, you know, the ones that I guess were for the whole family, it sounds like you missed.
Like that.
Like Star
is for
Wars.
The whole family.
I don't know. I saw it when I was 12.
Well, I did too. Just
that doesn't sound
different.
Like for the whole family for me.
I mean, I saw it when I was 8, which is how old my oldest is right now. I can't imagine
There's
him
no way.
Rolling in there and liking it.
Oh, and quoting
or
that
me.
Stuff the next day at school
yes,
with your
going
friends.
To school?
GD this and GD that.
Oh, yeah.
Barbecue and asses and
some
asses.
Bitch.
Punch your mama in the face.
Punch your mama in the mouth.
Mike, please tell us that you at least saw Meatballs 3 in 3D. Did you at least see that?
No.
It's a classic. Oh, my God. You have missed them all.
You've seen Jaws, though, haven't you?
Yeah.
Great
okay.
movie.
Yes.
At the theater?
Great movie.
Great, at the theater. Great movie.
So you bought into that event because that was an event
yes,
back
it was.
In the day.
75, I
yeah.
think?
Yeah. 75, 76.
What about The Exorcist?
Yeah.
Okay.
Saw that, too.
In the theater?
Yes.
Good
How
movie.
About,
And I saw Deep Throat in the theater.
On a date.
Here
on a
table.
Date.
Took a date to Deep Throat.
Gross.
That is gross, Mike.
You like film, hey, right?
Are we on or off?
Well, you're on. Go to break, Mike.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
Presents Girl on Girl Gridiron Action. With the